Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ninin M. Hangsin. Over 20 girls from Nagaland have been selected for the mission Shakti-Sat, the world's first all-women-led lunar payload mission showcasing the state's role in empowering young women in space science. Mission Shakti-Sat is pioneered by Space Kids India and supported by ISRO, InSpace and the Ministry of Education. It aims to train 12,000 girl students from 108 countries in STEM education and satellite technology. In this connection, the Space Kids India Chennai, in collaboration with Avanti Fellows, conducted an academic outreach program at Jawahar Navodaya Vidyalaya in Kohima yesterday. Speaking at the program, Additional Director of School Education Nagaland, Dina Bandhu Panda, described it as a rare and valuable opportunity. He expressed pride that Nagaland has been included in the initiative wherein the selected students would be building and launching their own satellite. He also urged the students to pursue meaningful innovation across all fields of education.
And you'll be making your own satellite and you'll be launching it. So this is a really proud moment that Nagaland also it is included, and that also 21 of you are selected, and the best one will be physically going to either one of the locations, maybe Bangalore or Chennai or Hyderabad. So it is a really great opportunity to be given.
Mr. Panda asserted that Viksit Bharat can be achieved only through collective growth of all states, noting that the Northeast, once viewed as neglected, is now steadily moving forward on the path of development and inclusion. Chairman of Dimapur Municipal Council, Huketo Yeptomi, said community is the backbone of culture and society, fostering trust, support and a sense of belonging. Speaking at the 5th General Conference of Dimapur Urban Council Chairman Federation, DUCCF, yesterday, he called upon community leaders to rise above tribe and village lines to build a strong and inclusive society.
A place like Dimapur is the perfect place to broaden our definition and understanding of community and look beyond tribes, villages and so on. We must build an inclusive community and society. Community is the backbone of culture and society. It builds trust, support and purpose.
Meanwhile, Zasibiko Zakesato has been elected president of the DUCCF for its second term from 2026 to 2028. The Election Commission will celebrate the 16th National Voters Day today. The theme for this year's National Voters Day is My India, My Vote, with the tagline, Citizen at the Heart of Indian Democracy. In his message on National Voters Day, Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar highlighted that pure electoral rolls are the bedrock of democracy.
Pure electoral rolls are the bedrock of democracy. With this objective, the special intensive revision of electoral rolls was initiated to ensure that every eligible elector's name is included in the electoral roll and that every ineligible name is removed. This exercise has been successfully completed in Bihar and is presently being smoothly conducted in 12 states and union territories of the country. It will soon be rolled out in the remaining states as well.
The CEC also called upon the young voters to lead the fight against misinformation, disinformation and false narratives.
I call upon our young electors to lead the fight against misinformation, disinformation and false narratives. For this, it is essential that they remain fully informed about electoral processes and the various initiatives of the Election Commission and actively disseminate accurate information amongst their friends, families and communities.
During the celebrations today, Akashvani's News Service Division will receive a media award in the category of Electronic Radio for Best Campaign on Voters' Education Awareness for the year 2025. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. The 130th episode of the monthly radio program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website and the News On Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. President Draupadi Murmu will address the nation this evening on the eve of the 77th Republic Day. The address will be broadcast from 7 p.m. on the entire national network of Akashvani and telecast over all channels of Doordarshan in Hindi and English. Akashvani will broadcast regional language versions of the address at 9:30 p.m. Meanwhile, Nagaland Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla's address on the occasion will be broadcast immediately after the President's address. In view of the live broadcast, the regional news bulletin in Nagamese and English will be aired after the messages. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.